She's like your older sister, but louder. This is the Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
So Wisconsin ranks about number 12 in the nation and climbing when it comes to the amount of soybeans that we produce. But did you know that every soybean produced has to leave the state before it can be processed into soy oil, soy protein, soy meal, a lot of that used for animal agriculture here in the state. So it leaves the state and it comes back into the state. But this week, a historic announcement between the city of Waupun and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. They have announced that they are going to begin the process of building our first Wisconsin soybean crushing facility in the Waupun Industrial Park. Bob Carls, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, is joining us. Bob, talk to me a little bit about how this process unfolded. Seems to me that the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board conducted a major survey of what Wisconsin could use as far as infrastructure and value-added opportunities to help our Wisconsin soybean growers. Did that tie to this project?
Well, it absolutely does. That was kind of the catalyst that brought us to this point. The Soybean Marketing Board is always they're charged with finding better markets, creating profitability for Wisconsin soybean farmers. And we just saw there was a huge gap we were losing by shipping all of our soybeans out of state, crushing them into meal and oil, and bringing a lot of that meal back into the state to be fed to our livestock industry. Mm-hmm. The study was conducted and came out with numbers that were very favorable. It looked at all parts of the state, and to say Waupun worked out to be a really good location. There are other good locations in the state. We're not saying this is it for soybean crush. We think that there could be other plants as well. Our role was simply to bring players to the table, start conversations, and that's where we're at now.
Excellent.
So a group got together, applied for these air permits. They're working toward building a plant.
And now it looks like a possible investment about $150 million. And again, to make sure people are clear on this, Bob, the only checkoff dollars that have been engaged here were the initial feasibility study, correct?
Oh, goodness, yes. We just were trying to go out, gather information so we could go out and talk to investors. Checkoff dollars are not going into building this plant. I don't have dime one in this plant. We're just charged with going out, getting the information out there, showing where there are opportunities, and this is where we're at today.
Now, you mentioned that the site that's been selected initially is the Waupun Industrial Park. What was taken into account as far as the location of the plant?
Well, as I said, we conducted the study. It put out a lot of information. Then people went out and did their own site-specific studies. It was felt, the group that's putting this investment together there in Waupun, that it's kind of the gateway to a lot of the dairy industry in the state, where we have an increasing number of dairy herds going up to the northeast part of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of soybean production within a 100-mile radius of this plant, and it's increasing every year, the exact number of acres going into soybean. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure is there, the highway is there, the water's there, the rail is there, mm-hmm. and a welcoming community that right. Is anxious to bring this to Waupun.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, give me a little sense on timing for this plant, Bob. It doesn't just pop up overnight. If everything goes smooth sailing, what are we hoping?
Well, as I said, the group, what they're stating is that they would hope to break ground very early in 2019. As they secure the equipment, make sure that that's on hand, the steel, everything that goes into building the plant. And they hope to have it functioning and running by harvest of 2020.
What kind of capacity are we looking at here? What does it mean to area soybean growers as far as a market?
Well, they claim that this will have the capacity to run, it's all set up for about 200 trucks can come and go there a day bringing in soybeans. They would be able to handle that. They'll probably offload, and as I said, it's right on the rail on the mm-hmm. railroad, so that they will be shipping the meal right back out in those rail cars, and it's very exciting.
Wow, that is for sure. Do they anticipate any other products coming from this plant, Bob? I mean, when you go in for $150 million, I'm sure you're looking at efficiencies all over. Aside from the actual crush product for feed, is there any other byproduct they're considering?
Well, we'll have soybean oil. We'll be shipping that soybean oil. Soybean oil is used in many, many uses. in our everyday foods that we buy at the supermarket. Mm-hmm. And we're building more demand for that oil and creating more value for the soybean.
You know, in that feasibility study, Bob, and I forget myself, did it ever talk about how much money, like you said, every time we grow a bean, it's got to be shipped out of state for some of that processing. That all costs money. Did we ever put a financial value on the amount of money that farmers and our agribusinesses have to spend just to get those beans processed elsewhere?
You know, that's always varying with the different crush margins that are mm-hmm. out there. As your listeners know, you report on the markets every day and they change. So it's very hard to pinpoint that. But it is significant when you think about just our environmental impact for our, you know, loading these beans in a truck, putting them on the road, burning fuel, using tires, using the roads, going off to another state, having that state gain the profit, more or less, if you will, then do the crush, gain the money off the crush, and then haul it all back, again, using roads and fuel, tires, trucks, you know, and it's just we're going to significantly reduce our carbon footprint as far as the Wisconsin soybean industry.
Right. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned Waupun being a welcoming community. How did they court this project, or what kind of dialogue have you been privy to, Bob, between the investor group that wants to build this and the community of Waupun?
They've done a lot of work with the office of the city of Waupun, with their elected officials. They have visited other plants as a group in other states. They have traveled. They have gone. They wanted to go and see it, smell it. They wanted to be outside when the crushing was going on to see if there was an odor. And there really isn't. That was a big concern for their community they didn't want. They wanted to see the efficiencies, how tidy these plants are. It's a very clean process. They like that idea. They're trying to diversify their community. They are a lot relying on the correction system, and they're trying to diversify and bring in other industries, mm-hmm. and that was another big part for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if people are listening, Bob Carls, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, who helped to gather the information necessary for investors to come to the table and announce the historic first soybean crush facility targeting the community of Waupun and their industrial park, hopefully for completion by 2020. Now, one thing they're going to notice, Bob, is that we're not saying who the investors are, but you said you can give assurances that the investor money is primarily all from Wisconsin.
A large majority of it. You can never say 100%, but, you know, a significant majority of the funds will be Wisconsin dollars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Primarily agribusiness folks or outside investors, you know, outside of agriculture, I mean?
That I would have to say we have a balance, which I think is really good.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, as we learned, we tried to do this back in 08 and down in another part of the state. And as we know, in 2008, everything kind of went south, so to speak. And, you know, we need to be diversified in case we do have any other type of a ding in the market, and so we feel confident. Most of it is agricultural related, but there it doesn't have to be, mm-hmm. and they're still seeking investors as they go along.
Excellent. So we'll kind of be able to get an update from time to time from you and maybe from the folks in Waupun, huh?
Hopefully later this summer we'll have a lot more information. We need to get through this this process with the permitting, and we just are hopeful that everything goes smoothly with that as we proceed to then go and start construction.
Well, and I just got to say, Bob, congratulations to the city of Waupun and, of course, all of the farmers on the Wisconsin Soybean Board, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, for having the insight to conduct that feasibility study more than a year ago so that the investors in this crush facility going in at Waupun had the information they needed to make a wise first step. Again, Bob Carls, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, along with us, a $150 million soy crush facility being located in the Waupun Industrial Park, hopefully going to begin construction 2019 and operational to start handling those semis of Wisconsin soybeans by the harvest of 2020. You can read more details online now at fabulousfarmbabe.net. Monday, we are going to be talking about a celebration in the dairy industry, celebrating technology. Join me on Monday when we visit with the Vice President of Lele North America right here on The Farm Show.
This is The Farm Report with Pam Yonke.